To the United States now, where the January 6th committee has voted to subpoena former President Donald Trump. They want to question him about his role in the events that unfolded in Washington when the Capitol was attacked in an attempt to overturn the 2020 election result. Will this change anything? Will he testify? That remains to be seen. But according to Liz Cheney, the Republican vice chair of the committee, Donald Trump must be held accountable. Here she is calling for the resolution to subpoena the former president.
Our duty today is to our country and our children and our Constitution. We are obligated to seek answers directly from the man who set this all in motion. And every American is entitled to those answers so we can act now to protect our republic. So this afternoon, I am offering this resolution that the committee direct the chairman to issue a subpoena for relevant documents and testimony under oath from Donald John Trump in connection with the January 6th attack on the United States Capitol.
The committee also showed dramatic behind-the-scenes footage of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, both Democrats. They were calling federal agencies for help as the attack on the Capitol went on around them.
Virginia Guard has been called in.
You know, I've just talked to Governor Northam, and what he said is they sent 200 of state police and a unit of the National Guard.
They're breaking windows and going in, obviously ransacking our offices and all the rest of that. That's nothing. The concern we have about personal harm,
safety
is it just transcends everything. But the fact is, on any given day, they're breaking the law in many different ways. And quite frankly, much of it at the instigation of the President of the United States. And now, if he could at least somebody.
Yeah, why don't you get the president to tell them to leave the Capitol, Mr. Attorney General, in your law enforcement responsibility. A public statement they should all leave.
Chuck Schumer there and a remarkably composed Nancy Pelosi on the 6th of January 2020. Larry Donnelly, law lecturer, NUIG and columnist with thejournal.ie, has been following this story along with many of us. It was another compelling presentation from the January 6th committee, Larry, and they unanimously voted to subpoena. But the chances of Donald Trump ever testifying?
I suspect the chances of him testifying are very, very slim. In fact, I think there's almost no chance that he will do so. The timing here really is the issue. There's very little time between now and the midterm elections. Most observers expect the Republican Party to retake control of Congress in that election. And in January, if they do, they will disband the January 6th committee. In the meantime, Donald Trump's tactic, whenever issued with a subpoena or whenever having to deal with the law, his tactic is delay, delay, delay. And I'm sure he will once again use every tactic at his disposal to push this out. So I think that this is a very important symbolic gesture. I think it's quite significant in that regard. The likelihood of Donald Trump facing that committee, to me, is almost none.
We've had nine public hearings and they've set out details around the attack. And, you know, often it's been vivid and shocking and many people said almost like a TV series. But the question is, have they moved the dial in hyper-partisan America? Have they actually changed anyone's mind about what happened?
It's a really good question. I suppose in the short term, when you come to the cut and thrust of the daily political drift in the United States, I'm not so sure they have. But are they part of a cumulative effect? I mean, look at all the legal trouble swirling around Donald Trump. Are they part of a cumulative effect that I suppose dictates that Donald Trump has very little chance of making a political comeback? Yes, I think that they are. And I think that very stark footage of Schumer and Pelosi effectively pleading with people and asking them illustrates the gravity of the situation on January 6th, and in my view, has to give some Americans pause. Some of Donald Trump's ardent supporters, they're not going to move one way or the other, but some who took a punt on him, the people he would need to make a political comeback, I think this is very much going to have the impact of saying that they've had enough of Donald Trump and they're not going to vote for him again.
But equally from Donald Trump's point of view, and it's not just the January 6th committee, he's facing a number of legal actions and potential legal threats. There's the documents, there's his New York businesses. So given all those mounting legal problems, is running for re-election in 24 Donald Trump's best way of avoiding all these problems?
That's one way to look at it. One way is that, perhaps his running for president might effectively stall some of these investigations around him. That's one way. However, the converse political reality here, Anya, is that an awful lot of people in Republican circles, behind whether they're saying it publicly or not, they're going to take a long, hard look and say there's too much around this guy. And if we like his policies, we like some of the things he did. Thank you, Donald Trump, for that. But we're going to rally around somebody new. That somebody new is likely to be Governor Ron DeSantis. So if Trump makes a bid for the presidency, it's increasingly likely going to be because he thinks he can push these things away. His chances of winning even the Republican nomination, in my view, are getting slimmer by the day. And yesterday was a big step in that direction.
And you mentioned the midterm elections and the fact that the House is likely to come under Republican control, the way polls suggest at the moment. Republicans, they're threatening to impeach Joe Biden in turn, aren't they, if they win control of the House?
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be a really sad outcome, this sort of tit for tat. When in fact, I think objectively speaking, Joe Biden's actions or even the actions of his son don't come anywhere close to what Donald Trump did while he was president, and indeed don't even remotely touch the specter of January 6th and all that we've seen and continue to know about what happened. And I think that was hammered home by what this committee has shown, and the video in particular of Schumer, Pelosi, and others, as well as the revelations that Donald Trump effectively had acknowledged that he lost the election, but continued to say we would try to overturn the verdict of the people. It's all very damning for Trump and for the Republican Party.
Well, thank you for joining us to talk about it this morning. That's Larry Donnelly, law lecturer, NUIG, and columnist with thejournal.ie.